Let us begin this service by singing number 246. To count our days and set our hearts on wisdom ways. Turn, Lord, to us in our distress. In pity, now thy servants bless. Number 246, the stanzas 1 and 2. We will read to you first the second article of our confession. By what means God is made known unto us. We know him by two means. First, by the creation, preservation, and government of the universe, which is before our eyes as a most elegant book, wherein all creatures, great and small, are as so many characters leading us to contemplate the invisible things of God, namely his power and divinity, as the Apostle Paul says in Romans 1, verse 20, all which things are sufficient to convince men and leave them without accuse. Secondly, he makes himself more clearly and fully known to us by his holy and divine word, that is to say, as far as is necessary for us to know in this life, to his glory and our salvation. Further, we read to you from God's holy word, the Gospel of John, the 17th chapter, John 17. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known all, that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. This verse. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and it's multiplied unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it is for the third time in this Sabbath day that thy hand brought us in this sanctuary round about thy word and testimony. We are still with one another in the day of grace and in the time of salvation, that it may please thee to remember us in mercy, to give an opening to thy throne and to thy heart through that precious blood and in that living and new way which is opened in thy beloved Son Jesus Christ. Thou art not obliged to give us something. There is no worthiness in us at all, but view us with the congregation, young and old, great and small, in thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, in whom thou art well pleased, and that we in this evening receive an undeserved blessing in speaking and in hearing, that thy word may find an entrance into our heart, and for the first time that by the operation of the Holy Spirit that the word have jurisdiction in our heart to the conversion of many amongst us. Thy hand is not shortened to help us and to reveal thyself unto us in thy almighty power and grace as it is in Christ Jesus. There is nothing too wonderful for thee. Oh, that we are realizing that we are all travelers to the great and ever-ending eternity, and that we must be reconciled with thee and restored into fellowship with thee, shall it be well to meet our Maker. Have mercy, with all of us. And visit us in this evening in thy love and in thy favor, and that thy word also find an entrance, and that it was applied to the heart of all those that seek thee, and that had one desire in their heart, give me Jesus ere I die. O Lord, gladden the heart of that people that is so many times in darkness and in strife, and give them an opening in this evening, that the joy of the Lord be the strength of their heart. Remember all of us with all thy servants and with all the elders who have to read thy word over the length and over the breadth of the earth, that thy kingdom come and that thy name be glorified also among the heathens and that Jewish people. The widows and orphans and widowers, we commend them by renewing at thy throne, with all the sick and with all the afflicted amongst us in the different hospitals and homes in which they are. That family, especially in the bereavement, strengthen them and uphold them, Lord, also that mother who is not with us today. It is understandable that it is too much for her to come up, but oh, strengthen her with her husband and with her children, and comfort them and make it well. Make them submissive under thy divine will. And for all of us, oh, that we make haste for our life's sake, and that also amongst the young people especially, that it finds an entrance and that it bears fruit. We never know how quick and how soon that we have to leave this world. Oh Lord, remember them and strengthen also us in this evening, where we hope to speak few minutes over about thy word and testimony. Oh, hear us with the pardoning of our sins, and that for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 397. O Lord, thou art my God and King, and I will ever bless thy name. I will extol thee every day, and evermore thy praise proclaim. Number 397. This evening I will speak few words about the Lord's Day 47, which is the first petition, hallowed be thy name, that is grant us first rightly to know thee and to sanctify, glorify and praise thee in all thy works, in which thy power, wisdom, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth are clearly displayed. And further also that we may so order and direct our whole lives, our thoughts, words, and actions, that thy name may never be blasphemed, but rather honored and praised on our account. Beloved congregation, last week in the morning, we spoke to you also about this petition, this first petition in our catechism. And we have considered then the necessity to know the Lord. And that we also lay before the Lord there the desire for that true and proper knowledge of God. When the Lord comfort us, then everything congregation that becomes in our life a reality. And it is so necessary for each and every one that it become a reality in our life. In that short time where we are traveling to that great and ever-ending eternity, it is possible that next week one of us is in eternity. And we must well say also in this day especially, Lord, Lord, give me that privilege to believe it, that it is possible, and that we make haste for our life's sake. And without the true knowledge of God, I have read it again to you out of our catechism, about John 17, and this is life eternal, that they know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This evening I will explain short that second point in this catechism, and that is the seeking of the glorification of God. That means to glorify the Lord in all his works. We have first of all the revelation of God in his word. In that word that can make us wise unto salvation. But in the second place we have also a revelation of the Lord in the realm of nature. Thus there are two books. The first book that is the Bible, the Word of God. And the second book, that is nature. We find that in our confession, in the second article, explained very clearly that we can know the Lord in His creation, in His preservation, and also in His government. But, my dear people, it come always back to the same thing. Calvin, one of our reformers, he made once a statement in one of his works that he said, we need the glasses of the Holy Scriptures to read the book of nature as well as the Scriptures itself. But it is clear enough that God's power, that God's wisdom, and that God's goodness, those three attributes, especially be revealed clearly in the realm of nature, also well in the realm of grace. But of course, there are some of our fathers, they make in the Lord's Day 47 a distinction between nature and grace. Because, you know, that's clear enough for all of us. The power, the wisdom, and the goodness of the Lord is revealed also in the conversion of a sinner. But the catechism that speaks also about justice and mercy and truth, that are three other attributes, is now the meaning of our catechism, that there are only six attributes in God? No. There are many more of attributes of the Lord, but those six are mentioned here especially. And those three, we see them in nature, and those other three, we see them especially in the realm of grace. It is clear enough, congregation, that God's goodness, that it is spread out over all His ways and works. And then if we think about the wisdom of the Lord in the animals, in flora, that means in the world of plants, and then the greatness and the almighty power of the Lord in the planets, in the sky, and also in the desert, in the depth of the ocean, in lightning, in thundering, that we must well be blind, that we cannot see the greatness of God's almighty power. It is a blessing, of course, that we receive ears to hear and hearts to receive. But what is now the trouble? The trouble with all of us, that nature, that is as an open book before us, from day to day, the rattling of the thunder, the glistering of the lightnings, and that whole territory of the creation that preached us the almighty power and wisdom and goodness of the Lord in all his ways, we must see the Lord. But what is now the trouble with me and with you, that by nature that we are all blind, even in prosperity and in adversity, we do not observe the hand of the Lord, and by nature one more than the other. But what we are living out, that is this, the same as you find in the life of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, that he said, "Who is the Lord that I would fear him?" I can, congregation, never and never enough emphasize the depth of our fall in Adam and the condition, the terrible condition in which we are by nature. We are refusing the knowledge of the Lord and the revelation of him in all that comes upon us in our life day after day. And therefore, what a privilege is it that the Lord comes in our life, and that he converted us as that he had converted Adam, and as he shall converted the last of his children that shall be gathered to the true church. And about that work of regeneration, you read in the Word of God in John 5, verse 25, "The hour comes and is now, that the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Man, and those that have heard the dead shall live." It is too bad that there comes up a spirit more and more in the different churches for something else, and to place in the back, far in the back, the fall of Adam and what have taken place in paradise. It seems for so many people that it was never reality, but it was reality, and it had to become reality in our heart and in our life. And all I would say, on the other hand, we can in our life never receive a greater treasure than that the Lord looks upon us from on high, and that he draws with the cords of his eternal love, and that we are privileged to fall down before him with a broken heart and with a contrite spirit. Forget it never, boys and girls especially, the necessity that he must be converted, and that the Holy Spirit have to work that life in our heart that never shall perish. And then, when the Lord become our portion, then our treasure that is in heaven, and we shall never lose it. No, the Lord, he takes care for that end. You know, out of the history of John the Baptist, that he sent sometime few of his disciples to Christ with the question whether that he was the Christ or that they expected some other one. And then the first thing what Christ said to that people was, tell them what you see and hear. And then the first thing that what Christ said was that he opened the blind eyes. And to open our blind eyes, people, not that it is well with us, that we go to heaven, no. But the first thing that we see in our life, that we are a sinner, that we are separated from him. And then for that time, there is not one so wretched as that we are for ourselves. And then when you ask, where can you find that people underneath? Underneath, by day and by night. They have from that the Lord started with them. Oh, I hope that it just takes place in this evening and in this day, that all the serious warnings, boys and girls, that all the serious warnings, that it not shall testify against you. But that it breaks our hearts in peace. And that we say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And it is well terrible to realize what we are, people. Oh, that is it. But the Lord is on his way to come and to speak to our soul and to comfort our heart and to give us a godly sorrow, but to give us also a divine joy in our heart. And of course, you have heard that so many times when the Lord converts us, in principle, we receive back the image of God which we have lost in paradise. Then we receive knowledge, righteousness and holiness, and even that our sins not forgiven, even that we don't know Christ for ourselves, but that the love of God is in our heart. We would not miss it for the whole world. No, that is a pleasure for us, that is such a great wonder, and that there is a way to escape the wrath of God for such a sinner, and that the Lord gives us freedom and liberty to come unto him as we are. To come unto him as we are. Oh, we have never to come in a different way, people, because the Lord, he knows our heart. And he knows the secrets within. You have not to come with religion. And you have not to come with knowledge. No. The Apostle Paul, when he was converted on the way of Damascus, then he said, Lord, who art thou? And what will that I do? Immediately he came there as a poor, as a wretched, as a blind, as an ignorant man. He came there before the Lord. And there is not something else involved if that takes place in our life. Then there is nothing that we are hiding before the Lord. Nothing. There is not one person to whom we can talk more freely than to him, to lay our whole heart open before him. The Lord, he said that also in his word in Psalm 62, that we pour out our heart before him, and that we with all our emptiness, and with all our guilt, and with all our sin, that we come unto him, and that he is there to fulfill out of the fullness of Christ what we need, grace for grace. Thus, we come back to our catechism. Hallowed be thy name that is grant us first rightly to know thee and to sanctify, glorify and praise thee in all thy works, in the works of nature and in the works of grace. But of course, when the Lord converts a sinner, we have immediately other eyes. We see everything different in the world. And especially in the first time of their conversion, they see in everything the Lord. You read in Matthew 5, verse 45, that is about the realm of nature, you know that. Verse 45, he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. They see the hand of the Lord, something in the grass. It can happen with such a soul that he dared to step up on the grass to bring it down, because he is feeling himself so guilty, such a guilty sinner in himself, and that it all is coming from the Lord. Oh no, they shall not describe it to anybody and to any man, and also not to them. And then if there come bread on the table and potatoes on the table and vegetables and all that they receive, oh, then there are moments they say that come all from the Lord. Yeah. That comes all from the Lord. When I was a boy and I preached, I came on a Saturday afternoon by a woman, and she was so poor she had no penny. But we were always home there. And that was not because she had no penny, but because she had so much grace in her heart, and she was so a lovely woman. And then, oh, that is 45 years ago now, but then she called me something in the kitchen, Saturday afternoon. And then she said, come and look now, what the people had brought, that they were sent by the Lord. And then she said sometime that there's now all for you to eat up. I said, then I have to stay a week, because I cannot eat that in one day. That is for you too. Take my care for it. But now to see the Lord in all his ways and in all his acts. Oh, not only in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, but oh, in the littlest things in the world. The littlest things, in a drop of water and a slice of bread. And that he gave our breath in our noses. And that he gives strength and courage to do our work, our daily work. Oh, when the Lord converts us, our whole life, that is different. And in the first time we acknowledge him in all our ways. We cannot step in a plane and in the train and in a bus, and we cannot walk, but we need him in everything. That is a nice life. Oh, nicer as that it was in the world, people. And then you would say, how is it now possible? Because the Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he said, no one hath seen the Lord, but the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of his Father, he had declared unto us. And now there are times in our life, oh, that slowly on, and one time more than the other, but that the Lord reveal himself unto the people. And the more that the Lord reveal himself unto us in his works, in his power, in his wisdom, in his goodness, in his justice, in his mercy, and in his truth, oh, the more that faith is increasing to lean upon him as on a rock, and to acknowledge him and to glorify him. That becomes now our life. When the Lord comes with his grace in our heart, man that comes in the back, and the Lord comes in the front. And then they say, Lord, that is now only by thy almighty power, because from myself I never have asked for the Lord. I never was seeking after you. But you have drawn him with that almighty power. And another thing, boys and girls, men and women, you shall have never regret that you have were seeking the Lord in the days of your youth? Never. The world promised so much, but the end that is nothing as bitterness, as sorrow and grief, as all that it is. But who findeth me findeth life, and obtain mercy from the Lord. And even sometimes, people, if the Lord gave an impression, and is a little light, even that it is long text of an half text, then it gives such a sweetness in our heart that the tears come in our eyes sometimes. You read sometime an old father, and there's sometime all day that man is out there 300 years, and then you think, oh, that is now my brother, because that is now the same thing what that man laid down there, the same experience, tis the same life, and they all, on account that they have a divine nature, they all are seeking and glorifying and praising the name of the Lord. That become their life. And as when Christ said once to that Jewish people, thou, I honor my father, and thou dishonored me, oh, then that cut their heart. Really? And then they say, oh Lord, that is now I, but give me grace and give me light and give me wisdom and give me now desire to honor, to glorify and to praise thy name and to open more and more my blind eyes that I see the wonders in the realm of nature but also the wonders in the realm of grace. Thus, in which thy power, wisdom, goodness, justice, mercy and truth are clearly displayed. Thus now in the first place, that power and that wisdom and that goodness that is also in the realm of nature, in the creation and preservation and government, but that is also in the realm of grace for God's people. The goodness of the Lord and the mercies of the Lord bring that people, Romans 2 verse 4, to true conversion. But now it is so remarkable that when he speaks about justice and mercy and truth, then we realize here that he placed justice before mercy. Many people that place mercy for justice, but that is wrong. That is entirely wrong, people. Because what is the meaning of the justice of God? That he maintain himself in his attributes. That the Lord takes care for his own honor and for his own glory. It has pleased the Lord from all eternity to glorify himself in the heart of sinners. That was his will. That was his righteous will. His eternal will. But now to execute his will, that was not possible unless that his justice was satisfied. And that justice of God that is satisfied in the mediatorial work of his Son, Jesus Christ. Where he cried out on Calvary, it is finished. And where he had trodden the winepress of God's wrath, and where he had done everything that was necessary to satisfy his Father, but also to deliver his people. That is the reason that God's people that is saved, but in a right way, Zion shall be delivered by a ransom. And now in the first time, we are seeking for a ransom in ourselves. But now afterwards, then the Lord, he is so good that we do find in ourselves nothing else than death and corruption. Sin and wretchedness. And then when it is cut off on our sight, then our eyes are opened for the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And then that mercy of the Lord that is flowing in the hearts of God's people. And the more that the heart of that people is empty, the more that the Lord reveals himself unto them, that they receive out of the fullness of Christ for their own heart, grace for grace. And the word mercy in the Holland Catechism, we have the word barmhartigheid. But of course in our language, there is not one word. We can well explain that word, but then we need several other words. Because it means finally in our language, that word mercy here, the burning of the heart of the Father towards wretched sinners. And not only in their conversion, revealed in their conversion, but also in the restoration and nog something else. To bring him daily back into his communion and fellowship. On account that the Lord is so merciful and that he is slow to anger. And that he is great of mercy, you find in Psalm 136, 26 times, that his mercy endures forever and forever. And then his truth, that had of course two meanings. That refers in the first place to the fulfilling of all the promises. Even that we have to wait as Abraham for 25 years. For 25 years. Or Isaac and Rebecca for 20 years. That we would say it shall be never take a place. Never. But the Lord, he comes as his time. Because all the promises are in Christ Jesus, yea and amen. It happens even that the Lord fulfilled promises done to his people even after that they are in eternity already. After that they are dead. That was also with Manasseh. Hezekiah, he was for years of old. And then the Lord, he fulfilled his promise. But that is also in the execution of his judgments. Sometime the Lord, he punished the sinner immediately. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Ananias and Sapphira. But sometime it is waiting for years and for years before that it takes place, but it happens. The Lord, he comes at his time. And then, when he comes to execute his threatenings, oh, then there is no patience, there is no mercy of the Lord in between, no. But then that judgment of the Lord, that is terrible. And now, of course, we have in the Word of God so many examples that we clearly see the attributes of the Lord. All that our soul was privileged to see it also. And especially when we are young. That we learn to glorify, to honor, and to praise the name of the Lord, and that his name never shall be blasphemed. on account of our life. We sing now 422, the fifth stanza. How blessed, Lord, are they who know the joyful sound ever follows. And now the end of our catechism that said, and further also that we may so order and direct our whole lives, our thoughts, words, and actions, that thy name may never be blasphemed, but rather honored and praised on our account. The Lord, he hath formed his people that they show forth his praise. That is the purpose of regeneration and also the purpose of justification and the purpose of sanctification. God's people that is called here in the world, that the light shall shine in the world. We have read that to you this evening out of John 17, that the Lord, he said to his Father, I pray not that thou take him away out of this world, but preserve us and protect him for the devil and for the world. We cannot live a separate life in that respect, that we live in a cluster. No. But the Lord placed us here in this world, and it is a blessing that we are not and that we are never ashamed in regard also to our confession, and not be ashamed about the truth and about our life. The Lord, he had called his people to live a holy life. Can we live a holy life in ourselves? No. But dependent from the Lord. Therefore, by day and by night, God's people that must have, and we must have, a prayer life, ring life all the time for strength and for wisdom and for desire to seek the honor of the Lord. And is it possible? Yes, it is possible. You read in the word of God of Enoch and of Noah that they walked with the Lord. And Abraham, he was called in the word of God as a friend of God. And people, it is a blessing when the Lord calls us with an holy calling, and then he makes a separation. Such a separation that we have no more desire to spend our life and our time in the world and in sin, but to live in the ways of the Lord and the fear of the Lord in our heart, the fear of the Lord that is the beginning of wisdom, as the Lord said in his holy word. It is an awful thing when we are wandering away after conversion from the ways of the Lord. David had realized that in his life. Solomon more, there came a cloud over the life of that man. But still, by Nehemiah, then the Lord, he declared there in the last chapter about Solomon that the Lord had loved him. And that love that is everlasting, that is from all eternity. But it is not only that the Lord is blasphemed on account of our life, that we are not walking in the right ways of the Lord, but that we bring ourselves into such a darkness. And the first thing in which we can know that we are living far from the Lord, that is that he takes away from us freedom and liberty. That is one of the things what comes up in the life of God's people. And still, you have well eens heard expressions, to do less sin and to become a greater sinner. But a blessing is it for God's people when in their life Christ be glorified, and that they are let in deep, in the mediatorial work, in the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when we see by faith what it had cost him to satisfy the justice and to deliver his people, oh, then we shall well pray day and night that the Lord will protect us and that the Lord will preserve us. Therefore it is so necessary, as David said in Psalm 119, thy word is a lamp for my feet and a light upon my path. So necessary that we are cleaving unto the Lord as a girdle is cleaving on the loins of a man, and that we in the fear of the Lord go on here in this world. Many times you see it also, that such people that have a life in the fear of the Lord, that they have an entrance in heaven with much freedom and with much liberty. You read about that man that I mentioned in the Bible, Enoch. And one of our old writers, he said, he was walking with the Lord. His life was day after day with him. And then one day the Lord said, Enoch, I take you with me, because we are always together. And what a blessing that is when that happens in our life, people. And for us, for all of us, that in our lives, thoughts, words, and actions, even outwardly, boys and girls, that we not live to the dishonor of the Lord, but to the honor of his holy name, and in the fear of him, that we go on our days here in this world. Remember, let each and every one remember that we have to give an account of our whole life before the Lord. And It is no excuse to say I am not converted. No, that is no excuse. Because the Lord, he had never created us unconverted, but he created us perfect after his own image. And boys and girls, what we have lost in paradise, the Lord is willing to give it us. Open wide your mouth, and I will satisfy you. And the way to the throne of grace that is open for the greatest of sinners. First of all, stay with the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. And ask the Lord to know that truth with your heart and with your soul. And if we know it, then we can love it. Because something that we don't know, we cannot have love for it. But if we know it, and if the Lord give us, when he enlightened our dark understanding, and he leads us into the scriptures by his Holy Spirit, then it shall more and more become precious for our heart. And then we shall ask the Lord to regulate our life in the fear of God's holy name. All our lives, thoughts, words, and actions, that thy name may never be blasphemed, but rather be honored and praised on our account. That the world shall see that we sit blessed by the Lord, and that we always realizing, and that is the last thing, what I will explain to you this day and this evening, there is a time and a day coming that we have to appear before the Lord. And the Lord in his judgment, in his right judgment, he shall go back not to our fall, but he shall go back to paradise where he had created us. And the Lord, he shall require from you and me his image. Can we give it back to him? No. Shall it be an excuse for us to say, I have lost it? No. Because we have lost it freely, voluntarily. We had made a breach with the Lord. And therefore the full responsibility, children, boys and girls that lay upon you, we cannot live as we want to live. But we have to give an account of our whole life. And it is not that I say that all to you to become pious as the brothers of Joseph, who sold once their brother Joseph. No. But that we can say with Joseph, I fear God. And the Lord has given his approval over that life of that man, his whole life, really. And if you think about the deathbed of Jacob, what the blessings that Jacob gave to that Joseph in the name of the Lord. Congregation, we shall close for this day. This short this evening. But we have to think about the heart of the day too. And we hope that a few words spoken in this day, that it remains with us. That it brings us all on our knees, people. And as we have started this morning, that we have to make haste for our life's sake. And that we ask the Lord to take us away, not unprepared and not unreconciled, but that we find peace with him and then in Christ, and then young and old, great and small, then the day of our death, that shall be better than the day that we were born. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony, what we have spoken and heard in this Sabbath day in preaching and in reading. Forgive graciously all the shortcomings, and that it may please thee that we meditate upon it in the week that lay before us. Remember all the families, the parents and the children, that our life was in the fear of thy holy name, and absolutely breaking with sin and with the world, and cleaving unto thee in all our ways and in all our paths. Forgive all our sins. Remember our boys in the service and in the different countries in which they are and in the battlefield. Lord, protect them by day and by night. Remember those two mothers who entered into the hospital this afternoon and who are laying there waiting for an operation in the day of tomorrow. Remember also that girl who have to go to the hospital Tuesday. We commend her also at thy throne. Spare their life. And made everything well with them, with all the sick and with all the afflicted, with all those that lay there for so many months and weeks already. Spread out thy wings over the whole congregation. We acknowledge also thy name for the blessing that thou hast given to some parents, and that the grandparents have seen that the children, after so many years, were longing and looking forward for a child, that they have now received one. One we have not buried some years ago. And thou knowest, Lord, what a disappointment that there were time and again. But now they were blessed with a child. Oh, Lord, spare that child for the parents and the parents for the child. And that it was brought up in the fear of thy holy name. Also those who shall leave tomorrow for the Netherlands, remember them too. Bring them safely to their destination and to their family, and spread out thy wings over all of us in all the circumstances of our life, also in bereavement and in sorrow. Hear us for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 123. If I have forgotten the name of our God, and what follows, 123.
Thank you.
We pray this evening also for Mrs. Klaassen, who have to be operated tomorrow, and for Judy Stoutjesdijk, who have to go to the Mayo Brothers Tuesday, the Lord willing. Receive now the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.